a well-publicized warbird scam takes a dangerous turn. Two Atlanta policemen die in a Hilo crash. And we've been hit by an airplane. This is Aero News for Tuesday, Election Day, November the 6th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. ANN has learned that the fake fighter combat adventures offered by aviation's best-known scam artist David Riggs have taken a new and dangerous turn. You'll recall from our earlier reports that Riggs was offering Warbird adventure flights promising Top Gun-like experiences at greatly reduced prices through a variety of online daily deal sites. Riggs promised the unsuspecting public all kinds of thrills in either an Extra 300 or an SF-260, aircraft to which, to the best of our knowledge and research, he has no documented access. Now, ANN has learned that Riggs and associates have been reported as attempting to actually conduct some of the Warbird adventure rides they sold without FAA approval, knowledge, licensing, or using the aircraft they promised hundreds of their so-called customers, the aforementioned Extra 300s and or SF-260s. Instead, we have received a number of reports corroborating the use of experimental Lancair amateur-built aircraft for these commercial operations. This is, of course, illegal and potentially dangerous. Recent operations in Livermore, California were reported by airport staff. Those flights came to a stop when one of the aircraft, quote-unquote, broke, and further flights were canceled from that location. Now, the FAA is aware of this development, and an investigator is reportedly looking into it. However, flights are reportedly still being conducted throughout California and may have been conducted as well in Arizona. If you should witness such operations yourself, ANN urges you to contact the FAA hotline to aid in their investigation of this illegal and dangerous scam being played out on an unsuspecting public. The City of Atlanta Police Department lost two officers in a helicopter crash late this last Saturday night. The department's air unit had been called to assist with a search for a missing 9-year-old boy in northwest Atlanta when witnesses said the helicopter lost control and impacted the ground around 22:30 local time. Shortly after 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, the Atlanta Police Department officers responded to a report of a missing child, and the two officers from the air unit responded to aid in the search. At about 10:30 p.m., the Hilo reportedly struck a power pole and crashed to the ground, killing both officers on impact. The missing boy, who had reportedly run away from home after being scolded by his parents, was found wandering on a city street a couple of hours after the crash. The two officers killed on impact were Officer Richard J. Halford of Lithia Springs, age 48, who joined the APD in May of 1986. He had been with the air unit for more than 16 years, serving as a pilot. He is survived by his former wife and a 21-year-old daughter. Officer Sean A. Smiley of Lithonia, age 40, joined the APD in October of 2010. He had been with the air unit since earlier this year, serving as a tactical flight officer. He is survived by his wife and three children, ages 5, 7, and 9. Trust funds have been set up to benefit the officers' families through any Wells Fargo Bank location. The accident is under investigation by the NTSB and the FAA. A student pilot in Texas on his first solo has given up his dream of becoming a pilot after the aircraft he was piloting struck a car that was crossing the threshold of an active runway, resulting in extensive damage to both the car and the airplane. The accident was caught on video by the pilot's wife. Only minor injuries were associated with the accident. A private road carries traffic very near the landing threshold at the airport, the Northwest Regional Airport in Roanoke, Texas. WFAA-TV reports the road has "Stop" painted across the road before it crosses the runway path, but no other warning signage, and the SUV that was struck by the airplane did not stop before proceeding. FAA records indicate that the aircraft is a 2005 Cessna 172S registered to Mark Air, Inc. of Roanoke, Texas. The landing gear of the airplane hit the car behind the driver, shearing off the nose and right main gear of the airplane. The couple in the SUV insisted they never saw the airplane. The airport has reportedly tried in the past to purchase the land on which that private road carries traffic across its runway threshold. The owner, however, has been unwilling to sell. Airport manager Glenn Hyde says he will now be contacting the FAA to explore options to make the road, which is not owned by the airport, safer for both cars and the air traffic. Well, kit builders will be pleased to learn that Quicksilver Aeronautics has received FAA approval of several of its single and tandem seat kits. When Quicksilver Manufacturing became Quicksilver Aeronautics earlier this year, the ownership change for the Temecula, California company triggered a requirement to prove the company's kits meet the provisions of the experimental amateur-built category. Representatives from the agency evaluated the MX Sport, the MX2 Sport, the MX Sprint and MX2 Sprint, and the Sport 2S. Two of these models are single-seaters and three are side-by-side two-seat aircraft. Between them, these models have delivered nearly 15,000 kits. The FAA has now added these models to its revised listing of amateur-built aircraft kits on the agency's website. The National Kit Evaluation Team decided that all five kits allow builders to fulfill the 51% rule. Quicksilver also makes another series called the GT, comprised of the GT400 single-seater and the GT500 tandem two-seater. Both GT series models have already been approved, and with the MX series, all now appear on the FAA's approved kit list. When Aero News continues, Horizon Air reaches agreement with its pilots. A jury rules in favor of a balloon accident victim. And taking the plunge, literally.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
For 60 years, Aerosonic has been a leader in aviation products and equipment. From this heritage of quality and precision comes the next generation of standby instrumentation. The OASIS Multifunction Standby Display System is uniquely designed to be the most flexible and affordable system of its type on the market today. Check us out on the web at aerosonic.com.
Meet SAM, the first digital standby attitude module to provide attitude, altitude, airspeed, and slip information in an advanced 2-inch format. Pilots appreciate the intuitive interface. Installers love the flexible design. Visit flysam.com.
Aero News continues now. For Tuesday, November the 6th, I'm Glenn Moyer. Horizon Air and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters announced Friday they've reached a tentative agreement to extend the current contract for the carrier's 610 pilots for another 6 years. Gene Hahn, the Horizon Air Senior Vice President of Operations, says, quote, "This tentative agreement provides greater certainty for our airline and our pilots on a wage structure for the next 6 years. The proposed contract also recognizes our pilots' contribution to Horizon's success and better positions us for growth through productivity enhancements," end quote. A ratification vote by union members is expected to be completed by mid-December. If ratified, the new contract would become amendable by December the 14th, 2018. It took an Albuquerque jury 3 days of deliberations to award Thomas Hurd $3.86 million for injuries he received when he was accidentally bounced out of a balloon basket and fell 15 feet to the ground at the 2009 Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. The accident occurred on what was supposed to be a day of exciting hot air balloon competition. Hurd was flying as a passenger with pilot Timberly Eklund when her balloon struck the top rail of a tent on its approach into the competition zone, tossing him overboard. He suffered injuries including a crushed pelvis and broken back that have since required multiple surgeries. Eklund admitted guilt for allowing the balloon to descend to an altitude of 15 feet when she should have been at Fiesta's required minimum altitude of 75 feet or above. Likewise, Hurd admitted he had signed the liability release, clearing Eklund of any claims of negligence. However, that document did not relieve the pilot from charges of recklessness, nor did it provide any relief for the balloon fiesta. In its decision, the jury found that Eklund did act recklessly and assigned her 60% of the liability for the accident. They also said the balloon fiesta was negligent in placing the tent too close to the competition field and assigned the event 30% of the liability. Hurd was found to be 10% responsible for his own injuries. Following the verdict, Eklund's attorneys say she is so upset by the accident that it's unlikely she will ever fly a balloon again. Balloon Fiesta, meanwhile, argued the accident was the result of pilot error and planned to appeal. A couple in Utah wanted to do something a little different for their wedding, so they hopped into the back of an airplane, exchanged their vows at 13,000 feet, and then jumped, each strapped to a skydiving instructor as they plunged into matrimony. The couple, Alan and Emily Woods, said that some family members were a little surprised when they heard that they were planning the unusual wedding. Emily had jumped three times before. Alan had jumped twice, according to a report from the Associated Press. For the jump, Alan wore a black T-shirt that said simply, Groom. Emily's white T-shirt was inscribed, Bride. The pastor, two witnesses, and two professional skydiving photographers jumped with the couple. After landing back on the ground, the bride and groom shared a kiss. Alan said that he'd been a bit nervous about the jump, more so than about the actual getting married part of the day. Still, the couple says they may jump again, perhaps for an anniversary. Well, today, this nation takes its own plunge, a giant leap, if you will, that is of critical importance as we decide who will be the next president of the United States. The two candidates have widely divergent views about business and general aviation. Whatever your choice, the right to vote is an honor, a privilege, and a duty to your country. Please take the time to go to the polls and register your choice. If you don't vote today, don't complain tomorrow. Go to the polls and vote. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.